Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
All right, Melissa, I don't want to scare you.
You're gonna.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna. Well, because you're going to Vegas tomorrow. We're trying to, basically, we're trying to do like a scared straight thing with you so you won't get...
fly off the rails.
Right. Because flying off the rails in Vegas is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. I usually find a way to take it to the extreme. It was funny because I had a friend text me yesterday who I was in Vegas with last time I was there and was like, don't let it happen again.
Yeah.
Talking about how the day I got there last time, I spent all my money.
Melissa doesn't know how to, like, moderate. She doesn't know. You know what it is? You go into the abyss and you can't figure out how to climb out. The key is having the, you ever see that movie, the one with a guy who was climbing the mountain, but he didn't use any equipment?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
What was it?
Solo. The one.
Yeah, yes, free solo.
Free solo.
You need the equipment to get back out, to be able to climb back out, because you're not that guy. You can't do it. Once you go into the abyss, you're stuck there. And you're like, all right, what am I going to do now? And then
I can't wing it, for sure. Yeah. I need to have some sort of plan.
And then it falls on the rest of us to help you out. And by the rest of us, I mean Pebbles, because I'm like, yo, listen, you're an adult. You got yourself in that hole. Get yourself out.
Why do I always end up being the default to bail around? Someone else said that on Facebook.
Yeah.
No, I denounce my throne.
But Pebbles,
yeah,
everyone knows
you're
the responsible one.
Yeah, no.
You say that,
but then
just
like,
me, you got to take care of all of us.
Yeah.
Huh. Listen.
You say that, Pez, but then like it would bother you all weekend. Like Melissa sent the group text saying like, guys, I'm in prison or something like that. Like I'm keeping it moving. I'm like, yo, all right, cool. I got a barbecue to hit tomorrow. Will I see you Tuesday?
Yeah.
Like Pebbles are like, won't be able to sleep and all that stuff.
Leroy's nice. Let's let Leroy do it.
Things are changing, man.
I don't think Leroy would do it either.
Thanks.
So this story, I mean, it's if you're a guy, it's going to be one of those stories that you hear that's going to make you immediately cross your legs, but you should also be nervous. So yesterday, it's funny because a girl hit up Melissa. It was not texted you. It was on Facebook, right?
She sent a Get Up Crew Facebook message.
And she worked for like the sheriff's department or something. And she's like, listen, be careful because, you know, you hear those urban legends of people waking up with like, mm-hmm. who are missing kidneys and stuff. I used to have to clean up those scenes. It actually happened. Somebody in a bathtub, missing organs and stuff. This is worse than that. There was a man in China who got so drunk after a night of drinking heavily, that he woke up the next morning and found that somebody had chopped his penis off.
God!
Now, you're thinking right now, you're like, wow. They took his penis because, you know, I don't know, to sell it on the black market or something? No. Oh, they chopped it off and left it next to him in the room.
Ew.
So they chopped it off just to chop it off.
What the hell did he do?
Just to see if he was that drunk. They were like, is this guy that drunk? You think we're going to chop it off?
So the dude
wakes up, no dork, looking around, panics, sees it on the other side of the room, grabs it.
Yeah, what do you do with it at that point?
Well, there are some amazing doctors out there who after 7 hours were able to reattach it. Does it still work? I don't know. Is the man traumatized for life? Yes. Will he ever drink again? Absolutely not. So, Melissa, I know you don't have a penis, but there are still things on you that could be chopped off.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.